Washington. This is VOA News. President Obama admits U.S. underestimates the rise of the Islamic State. Hong Kong police, tear gas protesters. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says he and the country's intelligence leadership underestimated the extent to which extremist groups like the Islamic State were organizing in a weakened Syria. In an interview with CBS News that will air Sunday night, President Barack Obama also admits that Washington miscalculated Iraq's military ability to fight the militants alone. The airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition of Western and Arab countries continued Sunday against Islamic State targets, hitting oil refineries near Syria's border with Turkey. U.S. officials have insisted that the anti-Islamic State air campaign that began last week would not benefit the Syrian regime now 3 years into a civil war. But Syria's information minister says that a recent U.N. resolution criminalizing foreign fighters is a political victory for Syria. A car bomb exploded Sunday in Yemen at a hospital run by Houthi insurgents, with authorities reporting a significant number of casualties. The attack occurred in Marib province, about 175 kilometers northeast of the capital Sana'a. The field hospital is being used by the Houthis to treat their wounded from battles with rival Sunni Islamists, leading up to the Houthi takeover last week of the capital. The new interim Libyan government of Prime Minister Abdullah al-Thani was sworn in by the Libyan parliament Sunday in the eastern city of Tobruk. Edward Uranian reports.
The swearing-in ceremony was brief, and Prime Minister al-Thani promised to uphold the interests of the people and to defend the principles and goals of the February 17th revolution. Mr. al-Thani's cabinet was small, with just under a dozen ministers. Libyan political leaders dubbed the new cabinet an interim crisis government. The Islamist Fajr militia coalition, which controls the capital Tripoli, says it supports its own government, which has yet to be officially sworn in. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A U.S. drone strike killed four suspected militants Sunday in Pakistan's northwest tribal region. Pakistani officials say two missiles were fired from the unmanned U.S. space aircraft. The Pakistani Air Force says its airstrikes destroyed five insurgent hideouts, killing 15 militants. In another skirmish Sunday, Pakistan says it killed six militants after they attacked a paramilitary checkpoint in the Khyber tribal district bordering Afghanistan. The checkpoint is a passage for NATO supplies to Afghanistan. More than 18,000 Indian Americans gave new Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi a rousing reception Sunday as he spoke from a rotating stage in New York's Madison Square Garden. Mr. Modi said there is an atmosphere of hope and enthusiasm in his country. Supporters filled the most famous arena in the U.S. a day ahead of Mr. Modi's two-day trip to Washington for meetings with President Obama. Police and riot gear continue to face off with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, firing volleys of tear gas as the protests spread early Monday. At least 26 people were injured in the clashes. Thousands of people continue to demonstrations around the main Hong Kong government building, ignoring messages from student and pro-democracy leaders to retreat for fear the police might fire rubber bullets. The demonstrators are part of a mass civil disobedience movement calling for less political intervention from Beijing in the former British colony. Police in central Japan say they have found the bodies of more than 30 hikers near the summit of Mount Ontake, a volcano that erupted Saturday. Officials have not confirmed the deaths, but rescuers describe the victims as being in a state of what it calls cardiac arrest, a term Japanese authorities often use to describe the dead until doctors can examine the body. Russia's foreign secretary says relations between Moscow and Washington need, in his words, a new reset, referring to President Obama's effort to improve ties with Russia in the early days of his administration. In a Russian television interview broadcast Sunday, Sergei Lavrov blamed the United States for the strained ties between the two countries. Washington and the European Union have accused Moscow of supporting a pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.